This is Captain Henriette Galving, Mediscout vessel RV-79 Beta, contacting Arking Station 12. Repeat, this is vessel RV-79 Beta calling Arking Station 12. Confirm.
RV-79 Beta, this is Major Arwin Desra. Your communication has been received. Please advise your status.
Entering the Iophon sector now. Should be with you in 14 minutes.
And your patients?
Medtech Cole?
Casualties have now been stabilised. One potential critical, still being monitored. May require emergency amputation.
Then we'll have a team on standby, just in case.
Transmitting access signature now.
Received. How many vessels are we expecting, Captain?
Just ours. Why do you ask?
We're detecting others on your flight path. Several scouts and what appears to be one flagship. Please confirm, these vessels are not of your party.
Never seen them before. Cole?
Not picking up any distress beacon. Could be other ambulance crews. God knows there are enough of us out there. Opening communication channels.
Keep us informed, Captain. To confirm, only RV-79 Beta has been granted clearance.
Understood. Thank you, Desra.
Be quick.
These ships, target their frequencies. Open channel, all known languages.
Opening channels, transmitting status request. Incoming!
Patch it through.
State your identity!
No. It can't be. Not out here.
Shush. This is Captain Galving of Mediscout RV-79 Beta. We are an ambulance vessel. We seek to provide assistance. We are not part of the war. We do not fight. We only want...
Plans complete. Civilians are of no strategic value. You are to be exterminated.
What? No! No! They're attacking us. Why are they attacking us?
Because that's what Daleks do, you idiots. Now make yourself useful. Contact Station 12. Let Desra know we'll be bringing in a lot more casualties. Come on, come on.
Arking Station 12, this is Acting Co-Pilot Cole Jarnish of RV-79 Beta. We are under attack. Repeat, we are under attack. Please confirm you're receiving this. Please. Station 12, please confirm. This vessel has been hit. Captain Galving has been... He's dead. He's dead! And integrity's compromised, and we're on a collision course, and... Oh, God! I'm the only one left!
RV-79 Beta, do you copy? Who did this to you? Can you hear me? Be some sort of jamming signal. Computer?
Yes, Major Desra.
Track their trajectory. I want a rescue crew dispatched as soon as we know the expected crash site. And send this message back to them on a loop. Message received and understood. Everything is going to be fine.
Transmitting.
Good.
And may the gods have mercy on their souls.
Incoming communication. Proceed.
Message received and understood. Everything is going to be fine.
Continue to monitor all transmissions. Scan for evidence of Time Lord activity. The master must be located and exterminated.
He's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, so I can see. Most likely an aortic tear. I'm afraid this is going to get worse before it gets better. See what I mean?
He's bleeding out.
Don't panic. I have it in hand. Stem the flow as best you can to the last possible moment. I'm going to insert this clamp. Then, hopefully, seal the tear once and for all.
Patient's sats are dropping, Doctor.
You're not to worry, Viola. Slow and steady wins the race. Yeah, that's the clamp in place. If you would be so kind.
Cauterization setting 1.4. Width selection 0.0075. Microguidance activated.
You have a very steady hand.
I need one. Some of the things I've seen. There.
Now, splendid. He should make a full recovery, thanks to you. Assuming, of course, that we can replace the blood he lost.
Already put in the request. 4 bags of type alpha slash 7-4. They'll be up in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, of course they will. You make an excellent assistant, Viola.
And you're an excellent teacher, Dr. Keller.
Oh, how kind of you to say. If only we had more time to... Oh.
Emergency. Emergency. All available medical and surgical units to report to Landing Bay 4 immediately. OR7 to be prepped for emergency intake.
What was that you were saying about having more time?
Yes.
What's the situation, Major?
Medi-scout crash. It was attacked as it entered the system. 17 casualties were being transported, 1 potential critical.
And the crew?
5. 3 of which were medtechs, including the co-pilot.
So, we could be looking up to 22 new arrivals?
I wouldn't be so optimistic. The captain was killed, the hull breached. All but a few of them have either frozen to death or suffocated.
Well, we'll do what we can in any case.
But why... out here?
Excuse me?
Well, as you said, it was just a medi-scout. Whoever did this must have known they weren't a threat.
At this stage, we can't assume anything. For all we know, it could have been a case of mistaken identity.
Or political intervention. We are, after all, a world under protection, a no-man's land, nursing the wounded back to health. People keep assuming there's nothing out here worth fighting over, but perhaps we're that very thing.
Incoming.
What have we got?
3 survivors. This one's medtech Cole Jarnish. Severe head trauma, yet to regain consciousness.
Send him for scans. Keep monitoring vitals.
This one, Jem Carmel, impalement, can't feel her legs.
Oh, you have to help me. I can't die here.
We'll do what we can, my dear.
I think at this stage, pain relief is the only option open to us. Make her final hours a bit more comfortable.
Oh, I think we can do better than that. I agree. No procedure would be an absolute guarantee, and we have a duty to everyone else here.
But we can't waste resources on prolonging unnecessary lives.
And how are we defining necessary? Necessary to the war, to their colleagues, their families? No, we do whatever we can, however we can, to keep these people alive for as long as possible. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, Dr. Keller. I understand.
Good. Then I'll see to the others. Where are they?
This way, sir.
Hush now. Calm down and we'll sort this all out for you.
Oh, I can't die. Not here. I never got to tell them that.
No, Jem, listen to me. Stay with me. Some help here, please. Clear and docking now.
There's nothing else you could have done for her, Viola. You need to accept that. Sometimes we can save them. Often we can't. It's the way of the universe.
It doesn't seem fair.
Well, that's how you know it's real. When things are brutal, they're most often true. A tough lesson, but one worth learning. You do good work, Viola. You know that. A single life outweighs so many deaths.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, never dare do that. Life's too short for gratitudes.
Emergency. Incoming transmission for the attention of all station personnel. Incoming transmission.
Ah, more lost souls looking for hope in this ungodly war.
People of Arkane, we are the Daleks. Your planet is now under our surveillance. Failure
this far out. But why...
Wait a second, listen. Let's hear what they want.
They're transmitting to the entire planet. All 57 stations.
A computer, patch me a direct comms link.
Complying.
Daleks, this is Major Desra of Arking Station 12. We are a medical facility. There is no fight for you here. Please acknowledge.
We are not here to engage in battle.
Then what are you here for?
We come for the Master. Surrender the Master to the Daleks, and your lives will be spared.
Computer, cross-reference all station databases, staff, patients, and crew. Search term the Master plus standard variations.
Complying. No matches found.
Brilliant.
Daleks, we have no one by that name on this planet. Not in any of our facilities. Let me be clear.
There is no Master here.
We have tracked him to this world. The Master is an enemy of the Daleks. Any attempt to call the fugitives will result in your own destruction. You have one solar cycle to comply.
One solar cycle, eh? Interesting.
What do you think they're doing out this far?
Oh, you heard them. They want this Master of theirs. Only they haven't yet realized that this planet's protected.
By some kind of natural phenomenon. We can't know for sure. That will stop the Daleks.
Oh, my dear. There's a reason this world survived as long as it has. Trust me. This planet would have long since been destroyed if that weren't the case.
And this Master.
What about him?
Do you think he's actually here on Arking?
Who knows? Though if he is, I don't much like his chances.
Oh?
Well, once he's located, if he's located, our commanders, in their infinite wisdom, will no doubt surrender him up.
No. An enemy of the Daleks is a friend to the Resistance. Besides, even if we did hand him over, they'd still destroy us. Why give them the satisfaction of getting what they want?
Why indeed?
Report! All weaponry is inoperable. Explain! Defensive shield detected. An unknown force is neutralizing our firepower. And what of the Time Lord? Communications received from all Arking stations. He has yet to be located.
The Master is a traitor to the Daleks. We must overcome the defensive shield, exterminate the Master, and destroy the planet!
Ah, young Mr. Jarnish. Back with us, I see. You've been extremely fortunate.
Have I? Don't feel like it.
Well, you're lucky to be alive. Your Mediscout was ambushed by a Dalek squadron just outside our airspace. Somehow you managed to take control and perform an emergency landing.
Crash.
I'm sorry?
It was a crash. We crashed. It wasn't a landing.
Oh, all the same, it was very impressive. To have maintained a course under such duress, you should be very proud of that. The gravitational forces on Arking are quite extreme. If it hadn't been for your quick thinking, you wouldn't be here.
And the others? I'm the last, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. No, if it's any consolation, many perished long before the crash. I'm sorry.
And what about the Daleks? Are they still out there, or...?
Yes. It would seem they're searching for something. Oh, someone.
And because of that, they opened fire?
No, they opened fire because you were there. Daleks don't need any other reason. I'm afraid it's very much a case of wrong place, wrong time.
I should be dead.
Yes, but you're not.
I could have done more to save them.
No, Cole, listen to me. You couldn't. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
I used to try that line all the time. Never works.
But you appreciate the sentiment.
Maybe. I don't know. I just wish that...
That you could go back? That you could change things? That's how the Time War started in the first place.
I just wanted to help people. I never expected I'd end up at a casualty of war.
And I never expected to be a doctor, but life has a habit of surprising us. You just have to get on with it.
Yeah, I guess. So come on, then. What led you here?
What, medicine?
To Arking. It's not exactly high on people's list of priorities.
No, perhaps it isn't. Still, much like you, I wanted to make a difference. And Arking's a truly fascinating planet.
Really?
Oh, yes. Time passes very differently here. Fallout from the Time War, possibly? The anomalies somehow distort the gravitational field. Quite by chance, as a result, Arking promotes a shield of, protection. I suppose you could call it.
Convenient for a hospital planet.
Isn't it? Or maybe that's what drew the stations here. Either way, nobody's entirely sure what the phenomenon is. But some believe it may just hold the key to ending all this.
The war?
It's a tantalizing prospect, isn't it? A powerful force trapped on a planet, lost to the fringes of the Time War. But enough about me. I should let you get some rest.
This thing, this force, whatever it is...
Plenty of time for that, Cole, trust me. Plenty of time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have somewhere rather pressing I ought to be.
Alert! Alert! TARDIS detected in Sector Delta 12 on planet surface. Time Lord biosignature identified. It is the Master! The Master has been located! Excellent! Secure the TARDIS! Dispatch drones to intercept immediately! I obey! The Master will not escape!
Oh, Carl, blasted planet and your crushing gravity. You don't deserve to be saved. And yet here I am, again, giving it another go. And look at you all up there. A universe of war. Whilst I stand here in splendid isolation, Dalek forces poised above our heads. Oh, maybe I've lived it too long this time. Perhaps I should just move on. Well, that's new, certainly. The best part of the Styxian Nebula obliterated. Hardly seems fair. World after world eradicated. I wonder who took that one.
Gravity 14, come in. Dr. Keller, do you copy?
Reading you, loud and clear, Philo. What is it?
You've been gone quite some time. We were concerned.
We?
Me? I was concerned.
I felt like a little fresh air, that's all. Turns out there isn't any. Still, it's quite the spectacle out here. They're putting on quite the show.
How many?
At least seven since I came out here.
You are coming back, though, aren't you?
I'll be back as soon as I'm able. I just want to run some tests.
Tests? Out there?
Purely hypothetical, my dear. Sometimes I require a little space to clear my head.
Would you rather I left you to it?
Please.
Just promise me you won't be too long. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Viola. Alone again. But thankfully, not for much longer. A solar cycle left. We know it has to be in this sector somewhere. The question is where? Daleks directly above us, hardly helpful. Still picking up where we left off again. Now, if I can just narrow down the field, eliminate all external noise, maybe Then we'll finally get somewhere. Oh, now that is interesting.
There you are. Feeling better, then?
The name's Cole, and, yeah. Wanted to get back up on my feet again. Hate staying in bed. Figured an hour in the gym might get the blood pumping again, you know?
You want to be careful. You've been through quite an ordeal.
I'm fine. No point dwelling, is there? Just have to get on with my life. Grab the bull by the horns. I don't want to be fighting fit, especially if the Daleks are waiting for us. I reckon I owe them one.
Who told you about the Daleks?
The other one. Old bloke.
Dr. Keller?
Yeah, if that's his name, yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have done that.
Maybe not. Still did, though. Said a lot of other things, too, about getting on with my life. Here, chuck me my towel, would you?
Catch.
Cheers.
What's wrong?
Not sure. Just this pain in my chest. Oh, probably nothing, you know, just a pulled muscle or something. It's nothing. Don't matter.
It's not nothing, clearly. You've overexerted yourself. Let's get you lying down and I'll scan you.
Anything?
Nothing we didn't know about already. As I said, you should be resting. Doctor's orders?
I'm not a soldier. I don't take orders. Well, still, you might be right.
I usually am. Trust me. A few days rest and you'll soon be back on your feet again.
Enter!
You're working late?
Much to do, Major, much to do. This can't all wait till tomorrow.
I'm sure some of it can.
You'd be surprised. All this really is quite pressing.
So pressing, you decided to take a grav suit out on the surface. You know they're not intended for recreational use.
Oh, please, let's not go through all this again.
In the time that we've been stationed here, we've lost 7 of those suits. 7 people who gave in to the darkness, stepped outside and never came back.
I assure you, I don't take risks and I haven't got a death wish.
One of the students went out there once, on a dare. 10 minutes outside, in the dead of space. They thought it was a harmless bit of fun. I mean, they had a grav suit, didn't they? They were protected, plenty of air. Only, when they saw what was happening out there, the things the war was doing among the stars, they ended up in psychiatric for a month. Never practiced medicine again. How could they bear to save lives when they'd seen so many lost?
Have you finished? Only I really am very busy.
I wanted your advice.
Oh?
The Daleks have given us a day to surrender this fugitive, the Master. Our facilities have now conferred, and we can't find him. We're running out of time, and none of us is certain what to do.
Who says we have to do anything?
Well, the Daleks won't just sit there.
Won't they? That's what they're doing now, isn't it? Why is that, do you think? They're hardly the masters of tact and subtlety, are they? So why haven't they just swept down here, all guns blazing,
I don't...
And don't tell me I don't know, because you do know. We all do. That's why we're all here. Something on this planet keeps us protected from the ravages of the Time War. Something ancient and something powerful that maintains a state of grace, as it were. Nobody can be killed here. Nobody. Not unless it's their time.
You can't be sure of that.
No? Who can be sure of anything in such troubled times? But what if I were to tell you, hypothetically, of course, that I'd conducted my own experiments into that effect. Say, for instance, I'd administered a lethal dose of drugs to one of our patients, perhaps even several, and not one of them ever complained.
I'd say that goes above and beyond malpractice.
And as I said, it's all purely hypothetical, but the point still stands. For as long as we remain on Arking, we have the advantage. It would be foolhardy to squander it.
Famous last words, Dr. Keller. Computer, report.
This facility's outer perimeter has been breached, Major Desra. Please specify course of action.
Status update, clarification. What is responsible?
Oh, I think we already know the answer to that one.
Shh, computer.
Intruders identified as 3 Dalek Scout units. No weaponry active. Gravitational forces are impairing their progress.
That's something, at least. Where are they heading?
They are approaching Northwest Airlock now.
So they're looking for a way in. Brilliant. Keep me informed, computer. Update me when they get within visual range. What was that you were saying about the advantage?
You assume that's the only one? Oh, my dear Major, we still have several others. Come along.
Report! Scout units have encountered strong gravitational disturbances, but are approaching Station 12. What of the Master? Biosignature suggests he is still within the facility. His TARDIS has been detected in close proximity. He must not escape. Order all units. The Master is to be exterminated on sight. Weaponry inoperable in Arking's atmosphere. Unacceptable! Deploy emergency destruction strategy. The Master will be exterminated. Seek, locate, do not deviate.
How well would you say we know each other, Major?
You only transferred here 6 weeks ago, but well enough, I suppose.
You see, to me, it feels far longer. Long enough that I think I can trust you.
Trust me? What do you mean? What aren't you telling me?
The Northwest Airlock. Splendid.
Dr. Keller?
Would you believe me, Major, if I told you I wasn't a doctor at all?
What?
Yes, I can handle the primitive child's play. Surgery, you know what is there. But that isn't why I came here. Not originally.
Why then? What are you doing here?
I'm here because of the stories, of course, the fables of Arking. And an ancient force protecting the Time War's wounded. I want you to discover what it was, and in turn, actually find it.
And have you?
Why do you think I'm telling you all this?
That was my next question. Why are you telling me this?
Because, Major, Arking is a fixed point in time, and we don't have an awful lot left. If we are to succeed, I'm going to require your full cooperation.
I think you're forgetting who's the CEO around here.
Go on.
I've used technology from my ship to locate the position of the source. It's apparently on an abandoned outcrop some 23 kilometers away. Naturally, we need to retrieve it before the Daleks.
You think they're after this thing too?
My dear, whatever this thing is, it promotes longevity, it prolongs life, and heals flesh. Imagine the Daleks with such a power at their disposal.
Power?
Yes, and that is absolutely what this is. A wealth of untapped, world-changing energy capable of changing the course of the entire war. Think how the Resistance would react when you handed it over, Major. Think about how you would be remembered. Arwin Desra, bringer of peace everlasting.
Why should I trust you?
Because I am the Master.
What?
I am an enemy of the Daleks, which in turn makes me your ally. They know I'm a threat. A threat they take very seriously. As should you.
Prove it.
Oh, very well. Computer, activate airlock protective observation shield. Maximum strength.
Complying.
What are you doing?
Giving you your proof.
But the Daleks...
Without any firepower, will only be able to see us, not break through here. Isn't that right, my little darlings?
Jones. You know who I am, don't you?
You are the master.
Yes, I am. And you, look at you. You're nothing. Pathetic little drones sent here to monitor us. I'd have thought even your dull commanders would have known better than that by now. Not even a supreme? Scarcely worth my coming down here. Will I indeed? Good luck with that. Computer, seal the airlock, maximum reinforcement. Until the next time, my dears. Oh, love to the Emperor. And that's quite enough of that. Believe me now?
What do you need from me?
Your silence, first and foremost. Nobody else can know about this. Not yet.
Military sensitive, of course. I understand.
I'll also need one of the station's orbital craft. Advanced as my ship is, the temporal and gravitational disturbances are far too severe. I could end up anywhere. Or when?
I'll grant you emergency clearance. Should have a skimmer prepped and ready to fly in half an hour.
Splendid. Oh, and one more thing.
You want me to fly?
If you're feeling up to it, yes. The Major's already authorizing a craft. One of the station's finest orbital skimmers, no less.
Dr. Keller, are you sure? I don't think he's ready for this.
Nonsense. He landed a Medi-Scout barely conscious. He can more than handle it, especially in a vessel specifically designed for Arking's gravity. Alas, I am no pilot. If we're to do this and stand any chance of defeating the Daleks, I'm going to need Cole's help.
That isn't fair. He's recuperating, vulnerable.
And still with perfect hearing. I can fight my own battles, thank you, Phyla.
Can you now? I thought you weren't a soldier.
I'm not.
Then why are you fighting, taking orders?
I've been given a choice and I'm making it. Where do we need to get to?
A remote point, 23 kilometres south-southeast. I have the location and flight plan fully mapped out already. All I need now is an experienced pilot.
But why the sudden urgency?
The enemy is at the gates, or hadn't you noticed? I'm afraid now is all we have left. What do you say, Cole? Will you help us?
Yeah. No way. All right, I'll do it.
That's my boy.
But he can't. He could freeze at any moment. PTSD.
Come with us then, why don't you?
What?
I've always said you were the perfect assistant. If you're so concerned for his welfare, why not accompany us? That way you can keep an eye on him.
Not just him.
I'm sorry?
No, you're not. But hey, I'm the only one seeing sense here. Computer, run final medi-checks. Prepare to discharge patient Jarnish Cole.
Complying. Final medi-checks initiated.
You'd better be right about this.
I've secured you orbital skimmer Kappa 12. Typically, they're used for station-to-station transport, but it should be sufficient off-grid. More than enough fuel for a two-way trip, and we'll be tracking you in case you run into any trouble.
Reassuring?
Not that reassuring. If you do hit any trouble, there's not exactly a lot that we can do. This is a dubious use of resources as it is. A rescue mission might just push us over the edge.
Message received and understood. But we're in safe hands. Isn't that right, Cole?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No medical conditions we should be aware of before you leave?
Not according to our scans, no. He's good to go.
I didn't mean him.
Oh, I see. No.
Dr. Keller?
In the prime of my life.
In which case, get a move on, all of you. One solar cycle. That's all the Daleks gave us.
Mom.
You two carry on. I'll be with you shortly.
As you wish.
I appreciate your assistance, Major Desra, and your discretion.
Not at all. From what little I've seen, the Master is the very best of men. Not someone we should surrender to the Daleks. He should perhaps have a little more faith in himself.
If you knew him better, you might think otherwise.
Doctor, come on!
No rest for the wicked. Good luck, Major Desra.
And you, Dr. Keller.
You'll need it.
Hatch is sealed. Pre-flight checks completed. Releasing docking clamps. Yeah, I'd strap yourselves in if I were you. Don't want any more casualties to contend with.
Now is not the time for humour.
I had an old friend who disagreed with you.
Ready? Flight mode engaged. Lift mode activated. Starting engine. Arcing operations, this is Orbital Skimmer Kappa 12 requesting clearance.
Clearance granted. Opening docking bay.
Ready or not, here we come.
Alert, alert! Gravitational transport vessel detected! Biosignature tracking confirms it is the Master! The Master must be exterminated!
We made it.
You made it? We've barely started. Dalek attack force to starboard.
Seems like they're struggling with the atmosphere too.
I know how they feel.
Engaging boosters.
Do you reckon we'll lose them?
They clearly can't fire, but they are still following. Erratically, but with some not inconsiderable speed.
Looks like they're gaining.
Kamikaze squadron, of course.
What?
They're going to try and sacrifice themselves, using their cases as projectiles. A risky, if irritatingly effective, strategy.
Gotcha. Plotting evasive manoeuvres.
Quickly, Cole! Quickly!
Engaging auxiliary boosters. Turning to starboard now.
You got one of them.
And seem to have shaken off both of the others, for now.
You think they'll send reinforcements?
I don't doubt it. They know we're here. The important thing is, they're powerless, and we have a head start.
Incoming report suggests damage to arcing scout units. Explain! Report! Damage due to atmospheric forces. One unit destroyed. Superficial damage otherwise sustained. Has the Master been exterminated? Negative. Unacceptable! Order all available units to converge on this location. The Master must not escape!
Entering upper atmosphere now. Should make for a slightly softer ride.
Not soft enough. Has arcing always been this turbulent?
There have always been reports of minor gravitational disturbances, but it's grown worse since the war began.
And you think it's something to do with this power source of yours?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, now what?
Proximity alarm. They must have detected us when we breached the outer atmosphere.
More Daleks, you mean?
Transonar disks, from the look of it, a lot of them. Coming up from port side. Cole, when your ship was attacked by the Daleks, what was your range?
I'm not sure. It all happened so quickly. Why?
I think there's a field of grace around the planet. Stray too far out and... well, it's a risk I'd rather not take. We have to get back to the surface.
Easier said than done, but... okay, just bear with me.
Why the delay?
Gravity cloud, dead ahead of us.
If it's a choice between that and Daleks, I opt for the bumpy ride.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's not quite that simple. At the speed we're going, hit a gravity cloud at the wrong angle, and the hull could disintegrate in a matter of seconds. Flying like that requires precision, concentration, time. Of course, if we could speed things up a little...
There isn't time! I'm not going to be able to do it.
What?
Of course you can do it, Cole. Stay strong. You're an excellent pilot, remember? One of the best. You know that.
I'm not. I'm really not. I got promoted
Listen
before my time.
Listen to me, Cole. Look at me. You are Cole Janish. There is nothing you cannot achieve. Believe me.
Exterminate.
Obey your instincts, Cole. Obey me. Obey!
You're right. I can do this. Preparing thrust. Emergency descent. Hold. On. Tight.
Yeah! said Chancellor Discs had met extreme resistance. Order immediate withdrawal. All units to converge on Station 12. The Master will have no choice but to return there. Withdrawal confirmed. All units converging on Station 12. Open communications channels. Prepare transmission to all arcing stations. I obey.
That's it. We're through the worst of it.
Looks like we've lost the Daleks too.
Oh, that won't have stopped them. Slowed them down, perhaps. Still, it seems we haven't strayed far from our destination. Excellent flying, Cole. I'm impressed.
We're almost there then.
Almost.
Couple more minutes, tops. Looks like it's that outcrop just ahead of us.
Oh, yes. Oh, very good.
Initiating landing pattern. Final checks. I'm bringing her in.
So long. Computer, track current status of orbital skimmer Kappa 12. Priority update.
Complying.
Well?
Orbital skimmer Kappa 12 is currently in quadrant 7 Delta pair. Orbital skimmer Kappa 12 is in the docking bay. Orbital skimmer Kappa 12 is. Designation Kappa 12 cannot be verified. Orbital skimmer Kappa 12 is now in maintenance.
What's up with you?
Necessary evil. By all means, take it off if you prefer.
Ha ha.
It's all about the breathing. The grav suits key into your unique biorhythms. Panic, and they start to function less efficiently. If you take things nice and slowly, the easier it is to move. See? They were one of my specialist med tech modules. Nothing I don't know about these things.
Lucky you. Do we even know where it is we're going?
Over there. Can't you sense it? I'm feeling positively invigorated. And look, see in there that cave? Natural phosphorescence bleeding through the rock face. This is most definitely the place.
Can anyone else hear that?
Yeah, like it's in my head.
A basic telepathic field, one would imagine. If it has the ability to preserve an entire planet, scraping the surface of your subconscious is a mere trifle. Oh, and there it is.
That's
a pinprick of pure, untainted energy, burning through the darkness of the universe.
It's not moving. It's just hanging there.
A fixed point, yes, in space as well as time. The question is, how to harness it?
You don't know?
Rome wasn't built in a day, my dear.
Rome didn't have a Dalek battle fleet issuing threats.
Didn't it? I won't let on if you don't.
What even is it, anyway?
We are the heart of Arking.
Whoa, it talks. Well, of course it can talk. It's sentient, telepathic. Which means it most likely already knows everything about us. What we're thinking, what we're doing here, the questions we wish to ask it.
We are the heart of the planet. We are born of the maelstrom of chaos. All that was and never will be. All that might be. All that has and hasn't happened. They coalesce here on Arking. We are all the life that can ever be. And in return, we have so much life to offer.
A power born out of temporal anomaly. Of course.
Sensors detecting temporal disturbances on the surface. Explain! disruption echoing back through time. Data suggests the protective field around the planet is beginning to weaken. Is Dalek weaponry now operable? Negative. Dispatch attack squads to all arcing stations. They must be in position to fire when the shield fails. The humans must be exterminated. The master must be exterminated. There will be no survivors.
Certainly, Major Desra. The Northwest Bulkhead is experiencing unprecedented stress from external forces.
On screen. Daleks! What the hell are they doing?
It would appear they are using their armor to inflict damage on our exterior bulkheads.
And are they succeeding?
Affirmative.
Great. All station personnel to report to Strategy Center immediately. This is a priority alert. This is a priority alert. Secure all wards and report to the Strategy Center. Senior officers, make your way to the munition stores. Instructions to follow. Computer, send an emergency update to all other stations. We're under attack.
Look at the way the light changes, like a face in the fire.
I've never seen anything like it.
And you likely never will again, so make the most of it. We don't have much time left.
What is time to a Time Lord?
You know who I am.
I know what you like to call yourself, Master.
Oh.
You! You're the Master!
Did you ever doubt it?
You're who the Daleks are looking for.
I'm afraid so, yes.
Then... No, wait. Then you're the one who drew them here in the first place. Because of you, they attacked my ship. They'd still all be alive if it weren't for you.
And you'd most likely be dead if it weren't for me. Rest assured, Cole, the Daleks would have killed you all at some point. It's what they do. It's what they'll always do. Unless the Time Lords can find a way of stopping them. That's why they informed me about this world. So that I might make a difference, so that we might stop them once and for all.
The Master has had a change of heart.
Not at all. Rather, I intend to take the heart.
And yet we have witnessed a change in you. Several changes. Ever since you first started coming to Arkin.
Started? What does it mean, started?
Time and time again, the Master has come here. Always for the heart. First for himself. Now, for others. He has lived the same days over and over, trying to reach us. And now, as the time draws near, we can see the heart has reached you too.
I've never heard such nonsense in my life.
You know it to be true. You have saved lives here.
I didn't intend to help people. It was an accident. A mere facade to mask my true intent.
And yet, you were so very good at it.
I'm the Master. Of course I was good at it. It's what I do. Infiltrate, exploit, win. It may have taken me months to finally find you, but I have succeeded, haven't I? You can't take that away from me.
You said you wanted to stop the Daleks.
And I do, my dear, I do.
But so that you can take their place.
I...
He does not know anymore. The Master strives to play the villain, but he is better than that. Much better. He was always meant to find the heart. But was it his choice or the guidance of others?
How do you mean?
Perhaps the Time Lord steered you here to help you become the man you need to be.
A double bluff? They wouldn't have dared!
Would they?
No, of course they wouldn't. They brought me back to fight on their behalf.
And have you? Or did you run? One day soon, and of his own free will, the Master will choose to make the universe a better place.
Sorry to interrupt, but does any of this even matter? Like you said, we don't have time now. The Daleks are coming for us.
No. You're right. We have to get out of here. I have to go back.
You've got the heart.
Another time. There's always another time.
No, but we came all this way. You can't just leave it. Come here. Go. No.
Detected. Alert. Temporal power surge detected. Emergency. The Master must be responsible. Locate and exterminate.
Cole, wake up. Come on.
Leave him. He's done enough as it is.
We need him to pilot the skimmer. Remember?
Oh, very well. What happened?
Never mind that now. Can you walk?
I'm fine. What about the harp?
No more. It was a fixed point in space and time. When you touched it, your physical presence grounded it once and for all, here and now.
I don't understand.
No, of course you don't. You're a human. But understand this. In little under half an hour, this planet will cease to exist. Arking dies today. It always has, it always will. It's fixed. That's how the heart was able to manifest here in the first place. The trigger of its own destruction. If only I'd found a way to harness its power first.
Never mind that now. Cole, do you think you can fly us out of here?
If it's a choice between that and dying, what do you think?
In that case, we should move, quickly. With the heart no longer present, the field of grace will fall and the Daleks will strike. Our only hope is to get to the...
Yes?
To Station 12. Cole, we have to get back to the station!
Last man standing.
Major Desra. I regret to inform you that this airlock has been breached.
Time to.
Emergency measures are unavailable. Suggest immediate evacuation of the area.
Wouldn't give them the satisfaction, sorry. I'm staying put.
I understand. Airlock seal opening. Apologies, Major.
You'll never win, you know!
People of Arking, we are the Daleks. You have failed to surrender the Master to us. You are now enemies of the Daleks. This planet will be exterminated. The Master will be exterminated.
Arking Station 12, this is Orbital Skimmer Kappa 12. Please advise your status. Repeat, please advise your status.
Greetings, Kappa 12. Our status is...
Orbital Skimmer detected. Life signs confirm the Master is on board. Transmitting coordinates now. All units to converge.
Oh, no.
They must have known we'd head back there anyway.
That doesn't mean we had to alert them to our presence. Now they know we're coming. Tell me, whereabouts are we?
A couple of clicks into Sector 12, give or take.
We should land. Immediately.
Land? Here? Are you mad?
Far from it. This might be our only chance left. We have to land here now before the Daleks catch up with us. Then we can make the rest of the way on foot.
But that's insane. It's suicide.
It's also our only option. Now, land this crate, Cole. Land it!
Isn't it?
It might be where you're heading, sir.
don't just run away. If it weren't for you, the Daleks might never have come here in the first place. Now they're going to destroy the entire planet. So I have to ask myself a question. I can't help it. But if you had never have come here, if Dr. Keller had never arrived on Arking ever, would this still all be happening?
You ask too many questions for an assistant.
Why, you obnoxious, evil little...
Violet, don't!
Daleks!
The gravity weren't slowing them, and we were in range that have killed us already. We can outrun them!
No! Oh, Master, wait! Violet, come on!
I can't. Oh, God, I can't. I thought my gravity's frozen.
Fire rhythms, remember? You have to stay calm, or the systems resist you.
How the hell am I meant to do that? There are Daleks right behind us!
God, Violet, no! Stay calm, Cole. Just keep moving. Master! They shut her down just like that.
You sound surprised. I warned you.
What is this thing?
My backup plan.
You mean your TARDIS? That's what the Time Lords call them, isn't it? Their spacecraft.
Yet you've led the Daleks right to me. Excellent work, Cole. Excellent.
You're the one who led them here to start with.
Finally.
No.
What are you doing? Get out of my way, boy. Can't you see they're gaining on us?
Us? Yeah. Do you think I'm just gonna let you leave me here?
Go! Very well inside, but quickly!
Emergency! The master is escaping in his TARDIS! Emergency! Target interplanetary firepower at Arking Sector 12! I will order Dalek Attack Force to evacuate immediately. Dalek forces there are expendable. We must not delay. The Master must be exterminated. His TARDIS must be destroyed. The planet must be obliterated.
Way away.
Targeting Arking now.
Probably shouldn't watch this.
How many stations?
57. Right across the globe.
And how many lives?
Now believe me when I say you don't want to know. Still, no going back. Not now. No thanks to you. If you hadn't grounded the heart, they might still be there. Have you any idea what you've done here, Cole? The months of work you've ruined?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Yes, I suppose you are. And look at you now, Cole Jarnish. The man who should have died down there, yet here you are. Alive to tell the tale. The man who shouldn't be.
Thanks to you.
No, don't thank me yet. As for Arking...
Yeah?
Sometimes we have to sacrifice a pawn to save the king. Long live the king.